Project Assistant Kids on CKUW 95.9 FM, bringing the issues of youth in and from care, from their lives to your minds.
Hello, hello. Testing 1, 2, 3. Marie, are you in the house with me?
Check, check.
All right,
check.
Coming out loud and clear.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of System Kids
on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Right on, bringing you the truth about youth in and from care in Winnipeg and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you had a lovely spring break. Did you have a nice spring break, Marie?
I did. I don't have spring break officially anymore because I don't have school-age children, but I did end up taking some personal time last week, and
nice.
It was much needed and much appreciated.
Nice. Mm-hmm. You know what I did last night? Mm. I had KD, and then I thought of, oh, yeah, remember when we were KD kids?
Yes.
The KD kids. Shout out. That's a shout out to Mr. Ken Dryden,
yes,
who loved and supported and young people and made it rain for us,
mm-hmm,
and gave us very huge, generous scholarships.
Yes.
He was amazing.
Yes.
Bring back Ken Dryden scholarships, people.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully y'all got your applications in for tuition waivers, mm-hmm, which were due Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday,
March 31st.
March 31st by midnight. So mm-hmm, good luck and best wishes to all our, bright, inspiring young scholars.
Mm-hmm.
The future is bright for you, whether you get that tuition waiver or not.
Mm-hmm.
Remember to follow us on the Facebook, Instagram, and X to find out when the Voices scholarships get rolled out again.
Mm-hmm.
We gave out, what, 12 this year?
14.
14, that's right.
Yeah.
So 14 scholarships. And then, of course, there's the Children's Aid Foundation scholarship. There's the, what's the other one? The Dreamweavers? No.
Dreamcatchers.
Dreamcatchers. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm here, but not all there.
And Keith Cooper's coming
Keith
up.
Keith Cooper's mm-hmm coming up. So, yeah, and helpers. Get those young people to apply.
Mm-hmm. If they're ready.
If
they're ready. We can always tell a scholarship application that has been helpfully filled out by a supportive adult and the young person had very little to do with the filling out of that application.
That's true.
So make sure that they actually are feeling ready to pursue post-secondary.
Yeah, and if you'd like to know more or if a young person is curious about school and what that's like, bring them down. Bring mm-hmm them down to Voices. Voices Manitoba's Youth in Care mm-hmm Network. And you can find the network on the third floor at 61 mm-hmm Juno. If you're old school like me and you just like to ring a ding ding,
mm-hmm,
you can give them a call at 204-982-4956 or call us anywhere in Manitoba toll free at 1-866-982-4956.
Mm-hmm.
And if your young person is thinking of pursuing post-secondary education in, say, another province, there are opportunities for scholarships as well.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? In case you don't know, each province, well, almost each province, also has their own youth in care network.
Mm-hmm.
This is Canada-wide. We are a national army.
Yes.
You know, even in the States, there are youth in care networks that we are happy to connect young people with and mm-hmm do that beautiful warm handoff. And yeah, it's so cool, hey?
Mm-hmm,
think about all the young people we've sent abroad.
Mm-hmm. You can have family of choice anywhere across Canada for sure, if you want it,
mm-hmm,
if that's your thing. And you know what? Youth in Care networking is not for every young person at the same time. Some people don't learn about networking until they are already in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
When they're in their teens, they're like, as if I want to hang out with other foster kids.
That's some all right. Some love it. Some love it.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Both are wonderful. For mm-hmm those of you who say it's not for you, don't worry.
You don't know.
Don't
gotta
worry.
Come, give it a try.
We'll win you over.
They got it. Sometimes young people need to be voluntold, maybe a little bit bribed with some Timmies and Slurpee or
you know what it
Big
is,
Fat Macs or McDonald's.
I'm wondering, like, because it hits everyone at a different time and in a different way. For some young people, it's like coming to the retreat and hearing other people's stories and then like playing weird games and just spending lots of time connecting, not sharing their story. Sometimes that's where they get that sense of belonging and they're like, yeah, networking is for me. For others, it's like being on a panel and wanting to change the world. Like,
right.
Everyone's different.
And I think too, like a lot of young people, I think would be more open to participating and attending the retreat if we somehow could have funding for them to bring their friend or, you know, someone they're close to, like we're in this age of where so many young people suffer with crippling anxiety.
Oh, I see.
You know, one of my kiddos that I'm walking alongside loves camp, but will only go to a camp that his friends go to.
Mm-hmm.
Not open to trying any brand new camps where he doesn't know people. Mm-hmm. Right. For me, I wasn't that kind of kid. I'm like, yeah, throw me here, throw me there. I make friends anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But some, you know, people need that safety. You know, but I mean, or even just maybe having activities before the retreat that we could, they could bring friends to that aren't in care. What do you think, Bird? Can you do that? We've done that before, haven't we?
I was going to say, I think we already do.
We do, right?
Calendar is pretty full of things that young people can just come out to and get to know the network.
But can they bring friends that are not in care?
Depends on the activity.
If it's an activity that costs money.
Depends on the activity. If it's one where folks are going to be sharing their stories, then I generally say no because they're coming there expecting a safe space as well.
Yeah.
But if it's one where we're going bowling, oh gosh, bring your friend, come bowl.
Okay.
Like, you know, come skate, whatever.
That's good
Earl
to know.
Cook, you skate and your friend skates? Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just depends on the activity.
Beautiful.
The more closer to your heart, the more likely no.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But at least to like, how can we, I'm just thinking, ease young people to their network.
Exactly.
It's theirs. Mm-hmm. Young people, this is your network.
Come on, young people. I'm getting old.
Come claim it.
I'm getting old. I can't even floss. The dance move, not the teeth.
Okay.
Although my teeth are kind of gappy. But anyway,
So we have a new month, therefore new theme, and it's a hot one.
Oh, boy.
Is it going to get hot or are we just going to be educational?
It's always hot in here.
All right. We'll keep it PG. So this month we are talking about sex. That's right. S-E-X, sex. And this will be all month. Today we're going to talk generally about consent. And I got some songs. I'm going to break the rules. Don't tell the management here, but I'm going to play some American tunes because I don't know any sex songs that are Canadian. So
what? I thought Celine Dion did a whole album about sex.
Did she?
I didn't get that one.
Maybe it was in French and I didn't understand. Je ne parle français. Est-ce que je peux l'aider? Ménage. What is that?
Ménage à trois, ménage à deux.
What does that mean?
Mix it up.
Okay. Anyway. Icebreaker. So I like this. Talking about networking across Canada. I went to the city that rhymes with fun during spring break.
Okay. So for our icebreaker question, you're going to share a story about spring break?
I was going to, but now I don't want to, the way you put that. Just kidding. Just kidding. Yeah. So our icebreaker question today is, do you have a good April Fool's Day story to share or a spring break story? So start with you, Marie. Do you have one of those?
Well, I was thinking about when my boys were small. And my boys are now 24 and 30. So when they were small, when they were like 12 and 18 or younger, they used to do saran wrap pranks where... And I mean, it's... When you do the same trick every April Fool's Day, you you begin to predict that you should not just sit down on the toilet because there will be saran wrap there, but it still would crack them right up. And I remember one year, my younger boy wrapped everything in my room, my books, my phone, my lamp, my pillows. He wrapped everything in saran wrap. It was so funny, but I got him back.
What did you do? Did you deduct that saran wrap from his allowance? Because that's what I would have did.
In the middle of the night, I taped saran wrap across his door.
Nice.
So that when he would, and then in the morning I was like, time to go. And he comes swinging out of his room, and thankfully he saw it like at the very last moment, but he would have just face smacked himself into the saran wrap. That's but I did funny. Catch a picture of it. It was so cute. So.
Mm-hmm. My brothers used to do the same trick every year, and I fell for it every time. Every time. And it was the stupid sink. You know, we had one of those spray water thingies, okay. Like the hose.
Oh, yes.
And if you just, like, take a little something and, like, tie it down, uh-huh. You know, what are those thingies that you get at the end of
like
bread
bags? A twist tie?
A twist tie, mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Just use a simple little twist tie to hold it down, then you turn on the water and you get sprayed in the face.
Oh.
Every year I fell for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes.
But do tell us your spring break story, because I did see that on your Facebook. The city that rhymes with fun.
Yeah, and that's Regina. Did you know that Regina had a campaign not too long ago? Trying to be like the city that rhymes with fun, like we have Friendly Manitoba, and Regina had the city that rhymes with fun.
But Regina doesn't rhyme with fun.
I know. Well, that's why the campaign obviously wasn't successful.
Okay.
But they tried that, and I thought that was just a line. I didn't get it, because that actually is a line from a Deadpool movie.
Oh.
But then someone told me that it was actually a campaign. They made shirts and everything, and license plates, and...
You know, maybe because our theme this month is sex, when you say Regina is a city that rhymes with fun, my mind goes very, like, maybe where it shouldn't.
Oh.
But the closest rhyme to Regina that might be fun, I don't know.
Ah, Maria.
Hey, I didn't make the slogan. They did. That's why it failed.
Oh, yeah, it could be. Could be. Anyways, the roads are very smooth in Regina and Saskatchewan. Not like our pothole-infested roads here. So that was a nice journey.
Mm-hmm.
Our spring break plan was to go to the Mall of America.
That would have been fun.
Check out the Nickelodeon universe. Mm-hmm. But there were some technical difficulties in that. So decided to play it safe and stay within our country and drove down to Regina. So mm-hmm. That was nice.
That is a nice little trip.
Had a good time.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, I can't believe we're already in the month of April. I'm glad that we got to start it off well with spring break and then Easter weekend. You know, greetings out to everyone who has been celebrating or observing Ramadan and those who will be observing Passover in the next few days. But the rest of the Voices calendar for April is pretty good. We have leadership every Wednesday. Tomorrow, all day, we're going to the Spotlight Child Welfare focus group talking about child welfare and representation in the media, which should be really neat.
What? What's this? Didn't hear, but I'm so out of the loop now that I'm not at Voices every day.
Well, I'll
What's
tell you
going
more
on tomorrow.
Jaden, one of our local alumni advocates, has been working locally to get people to attend this focus group, and they just want to kind of reinvigorate that conversation around how child welfare is highlighted in the media. And we've talked about it even our last show with Jamie, just how if the media is not careful, they're likely to perpetuate stigma rather than...
They definitely 100% did that.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's tomorrow. And then...
So who's like the target participant in this focus group? Is it helpers that are working in the field, or is it young people?
Both.
Okay. Both. Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, it's young people. It's helpers to come support the young people. So I believe there's probably still space. We can reach out to Jaden and ask if anyone's got time and you want to come down and participate,
what
give
time,
us a call.
Where, and is there food?
Well, I will say 9 a.m., and yes, there is food. I won't say where until I confirm with him.
Okay.
And then April 7th, we have tickets to Oscar-winning soundtracks hosted by Eli Glasner.
I want to go.
April 14th, Manitoba Moose versus Iowa. And over the month, or over April 15th, 16th, 22nd, and 23rd, we are having tuition waiver focus groups. So if you are a tuition waiver recipient, both past and present, the researchers from the University of Manitoba want to hear from you. How effective was the tuition waiver, and what impact did it have? What was the process like for you, and like, what are some tips to make it better? Because we know we could all do a little bit better.
Right. So. Your voice, your choice. Again, another fabulous opportunity where young people are giving their feedback to really help make more positive impacts on how they are being served and supported, right?
Yeah. So, because there are some ridiculous barriers, like even just in terms of times and deadlines and things, and you're like, why does this need to be so complicated? And if you are listening to the show and you are just like, you know, you just rolled into a couple millions, maybe you worked hard and you have a couple spare millions, and you want to support young people from CARE, the tuition waiver program has very limited spots. So give it some thought. Give it some thought. Scholars Night will be April 25th at 5 p.m. Details will be determined. And then, again, just a reminder, like for way in advance, November 13th to 15th in Boston, I can't do a Boston accent, is the Re-Envisioning Foster Care Conference presented by foster care alumni, for foster care alumni, especially those who are now working in the field, wanting to kind of like reinvigorate one another
in
the work
that
we're doing. I know. It sounds so awesome.
All right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's quite the intro. Thank you, Marie.
Mm-hmm.
And now it is due time for your rights highlight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so again, you can always learn more about the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. If you go to Save the Children, UK is where we got today's article from. But there's, was it United Way also that had? I love their little booklets.
Yeah.
Are they going to still make those little booklets?
The rights. Like
the
I
rights
have
book,
have
the rights and responsibility. Yeah. I'd like 100 of those.
Well, we
just
could
to
reach
give out
and ask
to my
them.
Young people.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So today we're looking at Article 34. You have the right to be protected from sexual abuse and exploitation, including prostitution and being used in pornography. Why is this right important, and how does it impact youth in CARE? Ooh, this is a heavy one. Sexual abuse and exploitation has severe long-term repercussions for children. Not only are their bodies in physical danger, but abuse can leave permanent scars on children's mental health. You know, and exploitation, I hear, you know, this is such a hot, big topic. You know, I think a lot of young people understand what sexual abuse is, mm-hmm. right? My body, you know, I think of like the commercial, my body's mine from my head to my toe. Leave me alone when you hear me say no. Do you remember that one?
No.
No? Okay. Well,
no.
That was like a 90s commercial that talked about, you know, good touch versus bad touch and who to tell. But as you get older and go into becoming a teenager, you know, things change quite rapidly,
mm-hmm.
right? And
mm-hmm.
it's very easy for young people to be put in vulnerable situations, or, you know, now with multimedia and cell phones and apps like Snapchat and things like that, sometimes young people are exploited and they don't even know, right? So how to take care of yourself and your body. It's not necessarily being physically harmed, but emotionally
mm-hmm.
harmed, say
mm-hmm.
if someone takes a picture of you that's inappropriate, and then someone else forwards it to another kid, or then forwards it to the rest of the school. You know, there are very serious repercussions for that for all young people, even if you're not the one who originally sent it. But if you have it on your phone and then you pass it on to someone else, like, that's passing on child pornography.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, young people, might think it's funny. Oh, like I hid in the locker room and caught a, you know, grabbed a shot of a girl with her bra on, and that's very serious. It's not a joke.
It's not funny.
You know, I understand that sexual curiosity is normal and natural, but to invade someone's privacy and space, or even to be like a peeping Tom, like none of that. Everyone deserves to feel safe and be protected and not have their body violated physically, emotionally, mentally, you know, and that's more the stuff I see now is, or even young people thinking like, oh, I like this boy and I want him to like me back. And so, unfortunately, right, the confidence is in the boobs rather than the brain, and they'll send a picture of themselves to a boy in secret, and then that boy maybe breaks up with them and then sends it to a buddy and goes on and on and on. And thankfully, there are resources today to help remove those things from online.
Really?
Yeah, so okay. CyberTip is a really good resource if you're concerned that, you know, your child's image may be out there, or someone you know is might be sending other images of other, you know, that's, it's gross. And it's huge. And I think CyberTip, I think I read an article that they are asking for more funding to hire more people because this is a big, big problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, young people, please be understanding when parents say, yeah, no Snapchat for you, because there's lots of shady stuff happening on Snapchat. And sometimes there's people with very bad motives, adults that are sick, that are pretending to be young 13, 14-year-old boys, you know, to exploit girls, and they're not, you know, so, you know, that should be a theme too. 1 month is like cyber safety, you know, because our kids are so lost in their technology, right? Even like gaming, like, you know, I think PlayStation and Fortnite games, you have to give people permission to play with, but you know, to have them on your account and you could chat with. But, you know, it's hard work right now for parents and caregivers to assure a young person's safety.
Yeah. And so it's really important that, you know, as much as it is the government and your adult support's responsibility to keep you safe, it's also important for you to keep yourself savvy. And that's why we're talking about sex. Oh, what a word. It's so uncomfortable. But we're going to talk about it this month because we want you, young person, to feel confident in saying no, if that's how you feel. Yes, if that's how you feel. I'm not sending you that. You know, like, we want
or
you to.
Or even, you know, I sent you that, but now I changed my mind. I realize I don't know what I was thinking that day. So give
please
it back and delete and, you know, follow up like, it's okay, right?
Yeah. So, exploitation happens in the virtual world as well as the real world. So we just want you to be safe and savvy so that, like they said on this Corinne.org, abuse can leave permanent scars on your mental health. We don't want that for you. Mm-hmm. There's enough going on in this world without that level of scarring on your heart and on your mind. So we'll talk about it this month. We'll go over your rights around your sexual health this month. And we hope you just come out stronger on the other side.
Yeah. And I loved what you said earlier about, I know sex can be an uncomfortable topic. And I remember being a young person not that many moons ago. And, you know, being at that stage where thinking about it, am I ready? Am I not ready? And asking like a school counselor, I think, you know, because everyone has sex ed class, right? And health class and stuff. And I remember, I don't know if it was a caregiver, a foster mom or a teacher that said like, Jaina, if you're too uncomfortable to talk about sex, then you're 100% not ready for it, right? So we need to feel comfortable in our mind, bodies, and souls to talk about it and address it before we even consider mm-hmm. you know, being open to that kind of intimacy mm-hmm. with someone else.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, no one can love you better than you can was another thing my mom used mm-hmm. to say. And with that, I think we will go to our first song break.
Yes, yes. So remember, your rights are interconnected. You have the right to your 4 B's. Say them with me. You have the right to be healthy, be safe, be heard, be yourself. And if any of your B's are not feeling all that good, you have the right and the responsibility to reach out for help. Talk to a trusted adult. You can call us here at Voices 204-982-4956 or find us online or talk to an adult who's in your life on a daily basis, who you trust, a teacher, social worker, action therapist, whoever you trust. Don't suffer in silence. We're here to help.
All right. And we're going to go to the classic girls from my high school days, Salt and Peppa. Mm-hmm. And the song is called Let's Talk About Sex. We will be right back.
Cinderella cut it up one time. Ooh.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
For now, to the people at home or in the crowd, it keeps coming up anyhow. Don't be coy, avoid, or make void the topic, cause that ain't gonna stop it. Now, we talk about sex on the radio and video shows.
Many know
anything goes. Let's tell it like it is and how it could be. How it was and, of course, how it should be. Those who think it's dirty have a choice. Pick up the needle, press pause, or turn the radio off. Will that stop us, Pat? I doubt. All right, then, come on, spin.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about all of the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
A little bit, a little bit.
Let's talk about sex.
Try to make any man's eyes pop. She usually she got to get whatever she don't got. Fellas droop like fools, but then again, they're only human. The chick was a hit because her body was booming. Gold, pearl, rubies, crazy diamonds. Nothing she wore was ever common. Her dates, heads of state, men of taste, lawyers, doctors. No one was too great for her to get with or even mess with. The press, she says, was next on her list. And believe me, you, it's as good as true. There ain't a man alive that she couldn't get next to. She had it all in the bag. She should have been glad, but she was mad and sad and feeling bad, thinking about the things that she never had. No love, just sex, bottle necks with a check and a note. That last night was dope, 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 dope.
Take it easy.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about sex.
Ladies, all the ladies, louder now, help me out. Come on, all the ladies.
Let's talk about sex.
All right, ladies, all the ladies, louder now, help me out. Come on, all the ladies.
Let's talk about sex.
All right.
Yo, Pep, I don't think they're gonna play this on the radio.
And why not? Everybody have sex.
I mean, everybody should be making love.
Come on, how many guys you know make
love? Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
Let's talk about sex.
A little bit, a little bit. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Awesome. And we are back. You're listening to System Kids. Hopefully you're still listening. You didn't run away. We're here on CKUW 95.9 FM. And as you know, we are talking about sex. And I think a good thing to mention is if you do not feel safe or feel just too awkward talking to mom and papa or caregivers about sex and have sex questions, you know, there are no shortage of responsible adults that you can go to, such as your counselor, maybe a preacher at your church. Well, maybe not. I don't know. You know, just someone, maybe an older relative, an older cousin that you respect. And again, you can call us at Voices, talk to your worker or maybe your action therapist. But there's also another resource. If you want to talk to someone, we have the SERC, which stands for Sexuality Education Resource Center. They're located at 167 Sherbrooke. You can go to their website, serc.mb.ca, and you can call them at 204-982-7800. Other community clinics also are a great resource, like your doctor, a nurse. But at CERC today, you know, we'll talk about the other community agencies that offer workshops for young people or training or testing or counseling. But this week we're talking about CERC. So their office hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 4. And things they offer is community education, youth education, service provider training. So if you're supervising or managing a team of young people that you think that this could benefit, maybe they need some savvy skills on how to talk about, these sensitive, nuanced topics related to sex, then that would be good. They also do consultations and referrals. Ooh, there's a free on-site lending library, free safer sex supplies, and also free harm reduction supplies. CERC can now answer your health questions with Text Ed. Text Ed is a new service designed to answer your questions about sex and sexuality anonymously. That's very cool. Because Sex Ed is for everyone. Text your questions to 204-982-7801 or use the email form. And if you use the email, you'll get a response within 2 business days.
Mm-hmm. And that's on their website, the email form.
Okay, yeah. That's awesome. You know, when I worked at New Directions, what I loved what they did there at the TURF program was they had like a newsletter sort of like in the bathroom stalls, and you'd have a box so you could write down your question and just pop it in the box, and then like the next time you went to use the potty or the washroom, you could read the response to that question. I mean, not everyone's question got answered, but mostly it would be. So I'm like, that was pretty cool.
That is really cool. That's really nice.
So, send your questions to Text Ed.
Yeah, and it's free. So, young person, if you have questions, you can text your question over there, or you can call them and go down there. I did see on their website that they said it requires a key, like a key pass to come up on the elevator. So they say just call and let them know that you're coming and they'll be ready to let you in.
Welcome you. Nice. Yeah. So there we go.
Well, it is halfway past the hour. How's our weather doing? I felt like they promised like warm weather, but today's kind of chilly.
Yeah. They said later in the week it was going to be, we're going to be getting the double digits. So, yeah, and this morning it started off at 2, I mean at 0. Currently, our current conditions, we're at 2 degrees Celsius, tendency rising, we're at 88% humidity, and wind is going north-northwest at 13 kilometers tomorrow we'll wake up to a beautiful sunshiny day and it will be +8. Thursday it warms up to +11. Friday +13. Saturday the 14th. Sunday the 13th. So it just seems like it's going to get warmer and warmer and warmer as the week progresses. Mm-hmm. Tonight it will get cold again. We're currently at 2 degrees Celsius, but we will be going down a -5 tonight. Ooh. Overnight.
Okay.
But the sky is clear and, it's that wind that makes it feel cold.
Yeah.
The wind goes by quick. It's like right now it's going 13, but then it's going to go up to 20 kilometers, gusting to 40. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold.
It's very cold.
Wind chill will be -9 overnight.
And you know, I take that back. That's not very cold. It's just that this winter has made me a chicken.
We got spoiled.
Totally. So it's spoiled. Actually really, I mean, as long as you have a good mm-hmm. jacket on and maybe a toque, mm-hmm. it's nice outside.
Yeah. All right. So should we get into some good news before we get into some more yucky news?
Yes, let's.
All right. So I am so happy to hear about this news release. Released March 25th all over various media outlets. Mm-hmm. So I don't need to tell you who reported this. They all did.
Mm-hmm.
Manitoba government mm-hmm. finally settled. Mm-hmm. Woo! Children in care. Making it rain for children in care.
Yes, yes.
You will get spoiled also in your future towards your education or maybe your first house. Like, this is money in the bank for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So children in care, government settles with children in care for $530 million in historic class action lawsuit. That's fabulous. Mm-hmm. And about time.
Absolutely. So the Manitoba, for those who haven't heard,
yes,
the Manitoba government has agreed in principle to pay $530 million to Children in Care over the province's actions and policies related to the administration of the Children's Special Allowance from Child and Family Services agencies between 2005 and 2019. Our government believes that every child matters, and this agreement is an important step forward. This money was supposed to be used for the advancement for some of the most vulnerable children in our society, and it was taken from them. This settlement is an example of how our government is prioritizing reconciliation through action.
Right.
Said Families Minister Nahani Fontaine.
It's nice that she said that, but it was the government that took that money from
CFS.
But
it wasn't their government, right?
Yes, it was. NDP was in power at that time.
Yes, but it was the PC government that said, well, we're keeping it. So I'm thankful for like Métis CFS, AMC, and the other bodies
Me too.
That stood against them and said, you're not keeping it. It belongs to the kids.
Yeah, great job, Métis CFS. Mm-hmm. Kicking butt in this.
So three certified action lawsuits sought damages for Manitoba's breach of charter rights of vulnerable children. The settlement aims to compensate the affected children, cover legal fees, and administer funds to class members.
Yeah.
Subject to court approval, this historic settlement is a significant step forward in rectifying the discrimination endured by vulnerable children in care. This settlement will compensate every child affected by the CSA policy, including interest and additional monies for other damages and costs through the creation of a resolution fund.
Wow. So I want to be clear mm-hmm. that CFS did not take this money from children. This was an initiative of the government, right? The CSA payments are made to CFS agencies as an equivalent to the Canada Child Benefit received by parents in Manitoba. CSA benefits are to be used exclusively for care, education, training, and advancement of children in care. But instead, over the 14 years, 2005 to 2019, Manitoba government mm-hmm. required, mandated that CFS agencies give that money to them. Mm-hmm. So they had to remit over $335 million of the federal CSA payments back to Manitoba's general revenue. Mm-hmm. So I just want to clarify, CFS didn't take these kids' money. Mm-hmm. The government did.
Mm-hmm.
And CFS fought so that government would have to give that money back.
Right.
And they won. So, yeah. Woohoo.
I fought
not
the law
enough.
And the law
yeah.
won.
Just saying, we don't toot child welfare horns very often. Mm-hmm. We're very quick to give them the pow-pows.
Yes.
Right?
But this time we have reason to celebrate them and to celebrate all the brave folks who said, no, this is wrong.
Yeah. And the brave young people that came to the court and shared their experience mm-hmm. and, you know, mm-hmm. what this money could have meant for them and how it could have enhanced the quality of their life and, you know, help them better fully reach their full potential, which
right.
is, you know, all we want for our young people is that they have everything they need.
Right. To grow and develop to their best potential.
Exactly.
So in response to legal challenges, the Manitoba government passed legislation in 2020 exempting the province from any legal responsibility. Oh, please. The legislation prompted the constitutional legal challenge, leading to a 2022 decision by the Court of the King's Bench, which found that Manitoba's Children's Special Allowance policy and related legislation exacerbated the already significant disadvantages experienced by children in care and was a breach of their charter right to be free from discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that is a huge victory for children in and from care. The tricky thing, you know, because we have been sharing this on our socials as well, yes, some of us OGs will not be receiving any piece of this $530 million. So this is our opportunity to just kind of stand back and celebrate the young ones who will be. And if you are at all financially savvy, to maybe offer to be a mentor or to provide some peer support, because sometimes getting a large chunk of money all at once can like go straight to your head and you make some bad financial decisions. So young people, if you need help, whether it's finding a bank account or figuring out how to save your money very well.
Lock that up in GSEs.
Or a tax-free savings account or really whatever
bonds,
you want.
Yeah.
Like
RSPs.
Yeah, there's lots of support out there to do that. So just, this is your money for your benefit, for your growth, and looking forward to seeing how that rolls out in reality. So that was some good news.
Okay, mm-hmm. So we got two more big things. I don't think we have time for both.
No.
So maybe do we want to save this article for next week's show?
Sure, yeah.
And then maybe we'll get into back about sex mm-hmm. and what the biggest thing is, consent.
Yes.
Do people yeah. know about what consent is? What does it mean? What's required to give consent? Sadly, a lot of the young people I've worked with, not just girls, boys too, or non-binary folks, feel like their protest isn't valid sometimes. This is the sad thing, right? Mm-hmm. With low self-esteem and just moving around all the time to different homes. Often young people don't feel grounded in life and therefore they're not grounded in themselves
mm-hmm.
and have a really challenging time differentiating the true from the false, right? And kind of more often than not paint themselves in a lesser position than what they actually are.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, you know, we say children matter, but our young people need to believe that in mm-hmm. themselves too. And sadly, you know, the challenges that a lot of our young people go through, they don't feel like they matter.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they blame themselves for things that shouldn't have happened, right? And often when, you know, through the trying times of adolescence, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17, young people are experimenting with drugs, with alcohol, and, you know, are not, they're chemically altered, right? They're not sober, you know, they may not be blacked out totally. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they are. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're not. And, you know, they think it's their fault. Mm-hmm. And the next day saying, no, honey. Like, if you're under the influence, mm-hmm. if your mind is altered, you cannot give consent. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Absolutely. And, you know, a very, very easy resource, excuse me, that I found is actually from the Government of Manitoba website. It's www.gov.mb.ca/youarenotalone/consent. And they go through what is consent, what is the age of consent. But one of the messages that they repeat over and over again is yes is yes and no is no. And unless you gave a wholehearted yes with your words and with your actions, then it wasn't consent. Mm-hmm.
So if a guy is like, say, throws a girl up against the wall and just like starts like, you know, sucking her face, just like making out, like how do you say no when you got a tongue down your throat, right? And you just like hit them away, like, you know, you're slapping them.
Maybe you're slapping them.
Maybe they're interpreting the slap as going. Like keep going, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah. Knee them, you knee them in their privates, like, yeah. Buck them off, or yeah. Can like, yeah. So is physical, like body language, a no as well when you can't verbally mm-hmm. say no?
Yeah, when you can't verbally say no. So if a person is being very, romantically forceful towards you, and you are accepting their kiss like a guppy, you're not responding, you're like, well, that's a no.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, hopefully they would back up and be like, you don't seem to be enjoying this. And that would be your little opportunity to be like, yeah, I'm not. Yeah, no, yeah. Stop. You know? So it does take sometimes both sides, I think, for the, I don't want to say aggressor, but for the person who's pursuing to be just as sensitive as the person who is being pursued. The person who's being pursued, yes, it's important for you to say no with your words and your actions. Mm-hmm. But if you are pursuing somebody and they're just kind of like a guppy, they're just not really into it, it's really important to just to back off.
Right. And if someone, like you said, is saying no with their body, if they're pushing you away, mm-hmm. trying to get away, that's a no.
Yeah.
Right? And that can change. Maybe someone gives a consent, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I'll Netflix and chill. And then they start Netflixing and chill and it's going too far. Maybe that yes was to go to first base. Mm-hmm. And then that other person is trying to go to third and yeah. you're like, no.
Yeah, that doesn't lock you in.
That doesn't lock you in, mm-hmm. right? You can say no and change your mind at any time, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So that's really important to consider. Mm-hmm. And also, even, you know, this is another one that's confusing. Young people have asked me about and trying to determine if they were assaulted or not, like kind of being in denial about it. Was mm-hmm. like, well, they said yes one time, right? And that's their boyfriend or long-term partner. Mm-hmm. And then the next time, they didn't want anything, mm-hmm, but they mm-hmm. were scared. And they physically, verbally, non-verbally said no, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. But kind of felt like then just kind of mm-hmm. surrendered, essentially, because yeah. they felt like maybe they didn't have a right. Yeah. It's your body.
It's your body.
You always have a right.
And I think it goes back to, like you were saying,
just because you gave it up once doesn't mean you have to give it up forever.
Right.
Like even if they do put a ring on it. Ring doesn't mean
ownership.
Ownership. No.
Yeah.
Right.
But like you were saying, when we started this conversation about consent, mm-hmm. Especially for our brothers and sisters in care, mm-hmm. sometimes our prior trauma has made us feel like we're worthless. Mm-hmm. We really don't have control over our bodies.
Yeah.
We don't have control over these situations. Mm-hmm. And so if someone starts to take advantage, we might feel like, well, That's all right. Like, whatever. It doesn't matter. It does matter.
It does matter. Absolutely.
You matter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with a history of maybe prior sexual abuse, I think young people are even more vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, sadly, a lot of young people will accept sex when they're really wanting love, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. feeling like if they give, you know, they give their body, mm-hmm. that they will get love from this person that they're needing and yeah. wanting in their life. And
yeah,
that doesn't happen. Sex does not bring love. If you have lots of really beautiful, true love, then you'll have good sex. But if you're trying to have sex to find love, it doesn't work.
Or trying to have sex to find shelter for the night or right. food.
Yeah, that's like, being exploited.
Yeah.
And some people will be like, I exploited myself. It was my choice. I'm like, no, it's impossible to exploit yourself, right? If someone made you feel like you were only going to eat and have that safe place to sleep by mm-hmm. you allowing that, mm-hmm. that you were being exploited by that person. Yeah. You did not choose to exploit yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But all right. Yeah, a little bit more on consent. So the age of consent in Manitoba is 16, but it comes with a few caveats. So there are situations where a 16-year-old cannot consent, and that's primarily when the partner is over 18 years of age.
Or in a position of authority.
Yeah, or in a position of authority. A person under 18 years of age cannot consent to sexual activity when the other person is in a relationship of trust or authority over that individual, or they're dependent on that person. So people in positions of trust or authority include teachers, coaches, babysitters, family members, employers, elders, ministers, doctors, anyone that you look up to.
Mm. Did he say coach?
Yes, they did say
okay.
coaches.
Good, good.
Yeah. You know, foster parents. Really, anyone that you look up to, if they are in a position of authority over you, if anyone can ground you, if they can ground you or make you take a time out, that means they have a position of authority over you, and it is not consent if you say, okay, if I really want that A, mm-hmm. if I really want to be on the starting lineup,
right?
You know, like no.
Yeah, and same thing. If you really like someone and you want them to be your boyfriend or girlfriend, and they're saying the cost of that is sex, then they're just not that into you. Mm-hmm. Dump them, because if they like you and care about you and respect you, they will wait.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So all right, and with that, I think we should go to our next song. Listen mm-hmm. to by one of my favorite girls, Miss Lauryn Hill.
Oh,
this is a song you know, that I've played as a great tool mm-hmm. to organically counsel young people, mostly girls, on the topic of sex and self-love and self-respect. And mm-hmm. you know, I love her line, like, don't be a hard rock when you really are a gem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are a gem. You and yeah, the universe does not make garbage. So you're listening to System Kids. We're the OG System mm-hmm. Kids here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Listen to this jam. You can shake your booty to it if you like. Or just put it in your back pocket for next time you need mm-hmm. to brace this subject mm-hmm. if you're concerned about, you know, any of the beautiful young people that you're walking alongside and they're at this curve in the road
mm-hmm.
of life changes and times. This is a good song to start that conversation. So mm-hmm. here we go.
Back on the bully when cats used to harmonize, like, yo, yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the dame. This is not the most the king, yo. It's about a thing, yo.
Feel real good when your hands in the air and lick two shots in the atmosphere.
Since you were looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. How you think you really gon' pretend? Like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you
did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck, saying you're a Christian. I'm a slam, sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass, cause you're thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum. You still defending them now. Girlfriend is only human. You don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's in. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. Yo, win, win, come again. With his rims and his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club, I come again. Don't care who they defend, popping yeah.
You got yeah.
Let's stop pretend. The one to pack pissed out by the waist, man. Pissed out by the casement. Still the name of his basement. The pretty face man, claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. Been the face in court case when the child support late. Money taking home, breaking. Now you wonder why women hate me. And the sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man, the quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win when you ain't right within? Come again.
All the time we have this week, but be sure to tune in next week as we continue this really important conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we have a very special guest joining us next week, one of my favorite mentors in the world,
mm-hmm.
Señor Stephen de Groot.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be awesome to have him here. And yeah, so thank you. Thank you for letting me be here, Marie, and not hitting me with the stick when I say inappropriate things.
No. I rhymed Regina with somewhere that sounds like fun.
Yeah,
so
you
nothing's
were the
worse
perv
than that.
This week. Nice.
But before we go, let me just say one thing. You check out that Government of Manitoba site about consent or all the other great resources about consent. And if there's one thing you remember, no means no. And that's all you got to say. No means absolutely no. If it's not a clear, unequivocal no, then you did not. Or yes, then you did not give consent.
Right.
No means no.
No means no, and you mm-hmm. can say it many ways. Mm-hmm. Verbally, emotionally, physically.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a no. And if you're passed out,
that's
definitely
a big no.
Yeah. If you're under the influence, intoxicated,
mm-hmm.
that is a big no.
And no one can give consent for you just because your friend says, yeah, she wants it. No.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. We will be back. Tune in. If you care about young people in Infirm Care, then you need to be caring about our show. So mm-hmm. tune in again next week.
Yes.
And peace out. Stay
Have
tuned for
week.
Sonic Blanket.
Little blanket. We like blankets.
I can't wait to get home and cuddle with my blankie. Okay. Ciao.
Good night.